My name is Tana Hartman, and welcome to the Wilf Wake Up Call. I'm here for the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, and welcome this morning. Human Rights Day is December 10th, and Human Rights Week is the 10th through the 16th. This is the anniversary of the adoption by the United Nations General Assembly of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That was in 1948. Now, we have been engaged with this administration in summarily ignoring that document, but the United States is not very, very good in its history with this issue of supporting the Universal Declaration. On December 15th, in 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt declared, Bill of Rights Day. And so we have two important dates coming up in the next week, the Human Rights Day on the 10th and Bill of Rights Day on the 15th. Our guest today is Peggy Misch. Peggy is a longtime activist. She has been with WILF for a long time. That's how I've known her. But she is also founding member of the Coalition for Peace with Justice and North Carolina Stop Torture Now, as well as the Orange County Bill of Rights Defense Committees, all very active rights groups, human rights groups. So, welcome, Peggy.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm here, I guess, to talk about what's happening just this first week or 2 weeks in December. Organization on campus started by Judith Blau and professor of sociology with her classes have put together programs from December 3rd to December 10th with the theme Chapel Hill Carrboro Human Rights Week, Changing the World Two Cities at a Time. So what these students are doing is an attempt to involve the community with students on campus for what human rights are. And what is interesting is that many nations who developed constitutions after the U.S. Constitution and our democratic states, in their constitutions, they not only include civil rights, which we have in the United States, but human rights. And the difference between those two concepts are that civil rights would involve freedom of speech and freedom from being incarcerated without due cause, and those types of freedoms. But the human rights aspects of that would be the right to an education, the right to health care, and the right to protecting the environment. Other issues which involve how humans interact with themselves and with the world. So it's a much broader concept to include human rights. And so some of the events that are coming up this week have already started.
Well, first, let me tell people that you have won the International Human Rights Award, and that's going to be awarded this week, December 9th. It's not in Raleigh. So don't forget to mention that, too.
Oh, well, that was not what I was trying to promote. Other issues dealing with human rights and civil rights so that people are able to go to the events that are available to them at the time they're able to go, as well as different interests. So this program that initiated from the students on campus involves workers' rights, and so if there would be a panel that people would be interested in something such as living wage and health care for workers and those kinds of issues, they would come up and they would go to those different times. And the website for this whole program is www.humanrightscities.org. that is all run together, www.humanrightscities.org. And that will take people through programs from December 3rd through the 10th. And what I think would be a highlight of that for the final night on that is December 10th, when people who have been to the other meetings come to try to see what could be done to have Carrboro and Chapel Hill adopt a resolution which would say that the two localities locally, that's where the title comes from, to have people start in their communities, would be for them to adopt wording or develop wording for resolutions for both of these towns to have them pass or pass a resolution that would mean that each one of the cities would consider human rights in all their practices. So that would be in hiring and equal opportunities for whatever that they would have jurisdiction over. And this would be an impetus for other organizations to follow the lead with this. So that the December 10th meeting is from 7 to 9, and it's called People's Assembly, Where Do We Go Next? And that's located, the presentation, the panel, is at Homestead Community Center, and that's 600 Homestead Road, and that's near Old 86. And so in that case, in that panel, a student would welcome, this Oren Mechanic would welcome people there, and then there would be a discussion led by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Human Rights Steering Committee. And
of which you're a member, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. And the hope is that from this week that of all these activities, then there would be established a human rights center within the community that would be in Chapel Hill or Carrboro, yeah, if funding comes through. There's an application for a grant to have a center established, and then there could be perhaps a staff person that could be connected with the university, a student, graduate student. People involved with this are graduate students, undergraduate students, and community people. Okay. So they're all involved. This would be ongoing.
This, Peggy, you've been involved with the struggle for human rights for others for a long time. What talk a little bit about the groups and the issues, particular issues. I'm especially interested in the Stop Torture Now, which I know you've been very involved with, but you've also been involved, have you not, with the Monk Ear Workers?
Yes. This Stop Torture Now, this would also involve human rights. On December 9th in Raleigh, there will be a rally, and this is to demand justice for Maher Arahi. He is the Canadian citizen who was going through the airport in New York City, and the United States chose to pull him aside and decided that he was a terrorist, or for whatever reason was unacceptable to even transfer from his flight from the Middle East back to Canada, just stopping at the airport in New York City. They pulled him aside and sent him to Syria, where he was tortured. And he's a Canadian citizen. So when he was finally released, he has gone back to Canada. The Canadian government has given him compensation money because of they're not being more forceful to stop the United States from sending him to Syria for torture. And so they've reinstated him as a Canadian citizen, as he was before he had this horrible thing happen to him. So they compensated him, and he's cleared of any kind of charges. The United States has refused to let him even pass through the United States. He cannot come to the United States. And so the Center for Constitutional Rights is attempting to have a hearing for him, and it's at 3 o'clock in New York City on December 9th, and so the Stop Torture People Now with whom I work are planning a protest in, or a rally in Raleigh from 11:45 to 1 o'clock at the Century Post Office Building on Fayetteville Street. That's 300 Fayetteville Street in Raleigh to bring this case. This is another case, and the North Carolina Stop Torture Now has been concerned with the rendition flights, the evidence that North Carolina is involved with these torture flights from North Carolina because of the Aero Contractors, the CIA-backed firm in Smithfield, North Carolina. So, in a way, this case brings human rights into focus. It brings in torture as well as what the Stop Torture Now group, which started in November 2005 with a protest at Aero Contractors. And the role that Stop Torture Now is trying to do is to attempt to have North Carolina government, that's through the legislature, through the governor, through the attorney general's office, to just investigate what's going on in Johnston County, as well as the county commissioners in Johnston County.
And that's where Aero Contractors
is in Johnston County. And so there have been all kinds of meetings and attempts to get the officials to investigate. They're not saying that, even though there's evidence for this, international evidence, that pilots from Selma, from North Carolina, have flown on these planes from Aero Contractor to carry suspects that have been rendered or kidnapped and taken to sites for torture, even though there's evidence worldwide. We're just trying to get them to investigate, to say, is this going on from North Carolina? We've also lobbied the congressional delegation, North Carolina congressional delegation, in an attempt to get the committees in Congress to start an investigation. So even though there is evidence for this, we're not charging that this is here, so you must prosecute. We're just saying investigate, so show that this is not happening. And so the website for Stop Torture Now is www.ncstoptorturenow. That's one word, and it's .net. And if you can,
so that's www.ncstoptorturenow.net
for information about that event and other events that we have going on. There's also going to be another vigil. There have been an attempt to have monthly vigils at the airport. That's a Johnston County airport, which is at the corner of Swift Creek Road and Business 70, just outside Smithfield. And those monthly vigils have taken place, and there is one coming up this month, and that's Saturday, the 13th of December. So there's another one there. So that continues on there. And I think the other activities locally, this Stop Torture Now is working all over the state, but the Orange County Bill of Rights Defense Committee is a group with which I work, and the Orange County Bill of Rights Defense Committee is working closely with Durham Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and our focus currently is on immigrant rights. We're concerned about how immigrants are being treated in North Carolina. So this comes under the auspices also of human rights, because we are concerned about immigrants not having their civil rights as well as what a broader sense, human rights. And I think the thing that it comes up with this is that the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, speaks of persons having rights. It never limits it. Only citizens have rights, but it's persons have rights. So this is the focus that we have, is to attempt to have every individual treated as a human and have the rights that anybody should have in the United States as a person living here.
I want to take just a minute. I need to make an announcement, and then we'll be right back with Peggy Mish, winner of this year's International Human Rights Award. WCOM is a community radio station, and we need your support. You have a wide array of shows with music and talk, trying to bring you issues and entertainment that that you have want to hear, but we need your support to do that. How much is it worth to you to have shows like Wilf or like any of the music shows that go on? There are many, many more music shows than I think there are talk shows. And they're all brought to you by local volunteers who offer their time and talents for free in order to do, which is our mission, to inspire, educate, and entertain you. And this goes on 24/7 on the air and on the internet, where you can stream. So if it is worth a cup of boutique coffee for you, that is $2.50 a week, you can make an online automatic donation that is tax deductible. And if you donate only $10 a month, you can not only help ensure the future of this station, but you can get a tax deduction for it. It cannot be easier for you. So please go to communityradio.coop and click on the Donate Now button and join WCOM's Less Than a Latte Club. And while you're there, you can check out the website to see what all the volunteer and listener-supported community radio is like. Every penny that WCOM receives goes to pay for things like licensing fees, insurance, utilities, and just to keep the microphones up and running so we can bring you some of the best programming in this area. And that's all for the love of hometown radio, which has disappeared virtually across this country. So whatever you can spare will be very much appreciated, and you'll know you've helped keep the airwaves open for local voices. Again, please visit communityradio.coop, click on the Donate Now button. For just less than $2.50 a week, for just $10 a month, you can help this station stay on the air. And now we're back with Peggy Mish, winner of the International Human Rights Award, and we're talking about her involvement with groups like Coalition for Peace and Justice, Peace with Justice, the North Carolina Stop Torture Now, and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Next week is Human Rights Week. Okay.
I think if we're talking about human rights begins at home, as we're talking about both human and civil rights, I think this so-called commemoration, it's the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as Tana has mentioned. And so this, if the United States adhered to this, obviously the standing in the world of the United States would be greatly improved from what it is now. So this is the 60th anniversary of that, and in 1948. And I'd also like to bring up the fact that this is also the commemoration of the Nakba, or the catastrophe of the disaster that took place in Palestine when the nation of Israel was formed in 1948. So the celebration may come for Israel for the founding of itself as a state, but also that was the time when thousands of refugees from Palestine were driven out of their homes and have never been able to come back. So this was this is also an anniversary to be remembered for more than one thing, the 60th anniversary of two major events that happened in 1948. I wanted to mention that along with this human rights with the Coalition for Peace with Justice is an organization, local organization with national ties that has connection with the group the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, and
oh,
I think people are really concerned about what's going on in Gaza and in the West Bank now, with people being forcefully removed from their homes, or their homes have been demolished, just in increasing rates in homes and on land that has been owned or been occupied by Palestinian families for generations. And this is another difficult situation going on right now. So people concerned about this need to perhaps remember the people that are suffering in the Middle East, as well as this focus for human rights at home, because I think they're connected, human rights internationally with human rights within just this community or this state or country. So human rights for all is important to consider, I think. And in addition to the human rights emphasis up to Human Rights Day, which is being commemorated on December 10th, December 15th is Human Rights Day. And I want to make sure that people are aware that they're all invited to Peace and Justice Plaza, East Franklin and Henderson Streets. And we... I guess the old-timers would call this the post office, but the East Franklin Street Post Office, but it has been named Peace and Justice Plaza, so I try to stress that. And this would be Monday, which is December 15th, at noon. We'll have the ceremony with the mayors from Carrboro and Chapel Hill, and the county commissioners' proclamations, which have been passed to commemorate Bill of Rights Day, and also these will be proclamations, and then individuals who come are welcome to read the 10 amendments, so each person who chooses can read one of the 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, and then Senator, North Carolina Senator Allie Kinnaird will say a few remarks in commemorating Joe Herzenberg, who was one of the ones that started this annual event of reading the Bill of Rights. So everyone can come at noon, December 15th, at Peace and Justice Plaza in Chapel Hill.
One of the very important things that a lot of us are hoping that President-elect Obama will be able to change is our disregard for civil liberties and human rights, and to change our standing in the world, to improve it. Do you all have you all contacted or written any letters to the incoming administration, or do you have any plans for?
This is a very, should I say, hot debate that's going on among peace and justice groups all over the country now. People are probably already aware of this. And the Bill of Rights Defense Committee started because of the passage of the USA Patriot Act. And it's interesting, there are over 400 local jurisdictions that passed resolutions to protect local residents against the implementation of some of these repressive regulations that have come from the USA Patriot Act and other past rules and regulations coming down from Washington. And of those over 400 jurisdictions, it's nice to know that Carbro was the eighth in the country. So this happened way back in 2002 before the county and Chapel Hill did. So we've been monitoring this for a long, long time. And so it is a concern. And the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, with many other groups, with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, have focused on repealing the Military Commissions Act and many of these other repressive rules and regulations, which Tana mentioned, and that would involve free radio as well as free press, and what restrictions are put on or censoring. And so, yes, the different groups with which I work and concerned across the board with restoring the access that people should have to what has been an opaque government that's been in our United States for the last 8 years. So to have open government and have the different laws that have been in place removed. And yes, to answer your question about, I personally have not written recently, but I have before. I've lobbied in Washington D.C. as well as locally to our congressmen specifically about specific bills which I either favored or wanted to be stopped, and support for bills or have more bills put on. So I've done more lobbying sitting and talking with representatives than I have writing, but I do write letters, and I have written. I've written to Obama also, but no answer. But that was before. Yeah, that was in 2007 when I was concerned about one foreign policy issue that I took issue with.
Yeah, well, we all have high hopes that he is actually
that's very important to answer that question, because we have to organize and make our voices heard, and that's very important for us to do.
Yes.
And let me give you the Bill of Rights website is www.bordc.org, and if you go to that, you can find North Carolina under that, but we have no local website.
Okay.
So that's www.bordc.org,
and that's for the Bill of Rights Defense Committee website.
Yes.
Okay, great. We're going to have to wrap up. Is there anything you would like to say just before we have to wrap up?
Well, and I don't know what people have time for, but today there are many events going on, and I don't know if I have time to go over any of them. But
tell us where they can find them. Is there a website?
Yes, they go to the if they go to the website www.humanrightscities.org.
Okay.
For the events through December 10th.
Great. And there are some very interesting events going on, both on campus and off, so I hope you'll take a look at that and get a turnout for them. Thank you, Peggy, and congratulations on your award. It is well-deserved.
You
have been working tirelessly for years and years, I know. And I'm planning on being there.
Thank you.
Tuesday night. Our guest has been Peggy Misch, a member of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, Coalition for Peace with Justice, the Bill of Rights Defense, the Orange County Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and North Carolina Stop Torture Now. I want to thank our sponsor, Internationalist Books on Franklin Street, and if you haven't been in there, you should go. It's a great little bookstore. Thank you, Internationalist, and the last thing, I guess, is just to say you are listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carbro, 103.5, and I hope you'll tune in again next week. And thank you. Have a great week. Don't forget human rights.